At this year's Royal Society Summer Exhibition, there were a wide range of exhibitions on site, including a chance to become a penguin. Worldwide numbers of African penguins have fallen dramatically in the past few years, and Mira met Thilo Burkhardt to find out about a new system being developed at the University of Bristol. This new system allows scientists to track the whereabouts of penguins and monitor their daily activities to find out just why their numbers are falling.
Well, what we do is we identify individual animals, in particular African penguins, by their coat pattern. So instead of banding or otherwise tagging animals, we use their natural coat pattern. In case of African penguins, their plumage, in order to identify them. So African penguins carry a spot pattern on their chest, and like humans have unique fingerprints, African penguins have unique chest prints. And we have built a computer system that can identify, first of all, an African penguin in a video frame, and then extract the chest pattern and compare it to a database of the population so we can tell which penguin is where when.
So you have me wearing this apron onto which a spot pattern has been printed. So what do I now do?
Well, what you do is walk towards the camera, but you better waddle actually, and then the camera will pick up, it's a simplified system of the real system out in the world, it will pick up on this spot pattern, it will extract it and will assign a name to it. So it can identify you as, well, an individual penguin.
Okay, so I'm walking up now, and it's saying that I am Pandora.
Yes, you're basically one of the penguins. Actually, in real life, we don't give names to them. It's rather numbers that identify them, because you couldn't, you know, have thousands of names remembered. So we then assign a unique identifier. Like humans have names, they get numbers.
So you're able to spot these penguins, but what's the benefit of being able to do this?
Well, the main problem we try to solve here is finding out about the species. The reason for that is the species is in utter decline. And over the last few years, about 50% loss in the population count has been found. I mean, if, just to give you some numbers, about 100 years ago, there have been more than 1.5 million African penguins, while last year's census gave only 35,000 breeding pairs, which is a really, really sharp decline. And we need to find out why. And with this technology, we can basically play Big Brother over the colony without being invasive. So you don't need to catch the animals or tag the animals anymore, which is basically interfering with their life. And with this technology, you then get out information about which penguin is where when, so we can talk about foraging duration, how long are they out of the colony and to get the fish. We can talk about which penguins walk together in groups. Do they have friendships? You can start asking entire new questions that, you know, couldn't be asked before in the first place.
So how does the actual technology work to recognize the patterns?
Well, it is a computer vision system, which does the following. The images are transmitted from the camera to the computer, and the first thing the computer has then to decide, where in the frame, where in the image, are African penguins in near frontal poses, so basically penguins that show that chest pattern. Once the computer has figured out where they are in the image, then the computer has to extract the chest area and the spot pattern within. So once the chest pattern then is available, there's a final step to do, and that is the matching. Matching of this chest pattern, which is, as I said, very similar to human fingerprints, to a database of individuals that have already been identified, basically reciting the animal.
And so if it doesn't come up in the database, it's obviously then a new penguin and you would just assign it a new number.
Exactly.
Where are you going to take this next? Are you going to expand it to other animals?
Absolutely. I mean, so far we are monitoring colony on Robben Island. But first of all, there are three other species of penguin you can apply it to. And then on top of that, the technology has also been trialed on zebras. Basically anything stripy and spotty, more technically carrying Turing-like patterns, can be identified with the technology. So, for example, in a zebra, you have a stripe pattern. And what you do is you can turn this stripe pattern into a spot pattern by simply taking the bifurcation points and ending points of lines, and then you have a spot pattern again. You do what we do with penguins. If you have a look at different images of, different animals, different zebras, you will find that although they look very similar, the details of the stripe pattern are vastly different, and they, again, can be used to identify them as individuals without tagging them.
I have a wonderful image now of Mira in a penguin suit, but she donned that penguin suit to find out how modern technology can recognise an individual penguin from a video still, and therefore help us understand more about how they live and how we can try and conserve them.